relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka. I'm very proud and excited to introduce our guest host for today, Grant Stinchfield.
Well, I'll tell you what, nobody says my name like Sebastian Gorka does. Grant, I love it. Folks, it's so great to be with you here, sitting in the big man's chair today as we take you up to Christmas. As Sebastian Gorka just said, I am Grant Stinchfield. It is a pleasure to be here. And Merry Christmas to all of you. I mean, is this not the craziest Christmas time of year to be going into? We still don't know who's going to be president. And I mean that. We do not know who is going to be president. If I have my choice, of course, it's Donald Trump. The fight is still on. I don't care what the mainstream media tells you. This president still has a chance. Now, the chances get longer and longer with each day that passes. And as I wait, like all of you do, for blockbuster information to come out, I have this great hope that maybe, just maybe, the FBI will surprise me and they'll come through with an investigation and they'll prove beyond a shadow of a doubt what we all know, that the voter fraud was wide and extensive in many of these swing states. I'm waiting for that to happen. But sadly, I don't think the FBI is even investigating. I don't think they're asking any questions. And so we're going to get into some of that today. We're going to get into the path this president can take to keep the Oval Office. And then we're going to have to talk about this this federal spending bill that's just a behemoth. It's an absolute disgrace. And I'm with the president when I think he threatened a veto. They're saying, oh, no, it wasn't a veto. I think he certainly did threaten a veto. So we shall see how it comes out as he calls for $2,000 a person. I'm not sure that's the answer, but I think the president was making a point when he said that, that he says, hey, you know, $2,000 a person, if we're going to have $80,000 for each individual, that's what our national debt is right now, $27 trillion, $80,000 a person. And so I think he wants to see people cut, our congressmen and women, and then get them $2,000. Anyway, he was making a point. So we got a big show ahead of us, and it could not be more important times, because if the president does not keep the Oval Office, I'm not convinced we ever win it back again. The Democrats have mastered the art of fraud. They have mastered the art of the steal. And we saw it play out on election night, and we're watching it play out in the weeks past election day, and up until, can you believe, Christmas in just a couple days. All right, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. That is, of course, the number to weigh in on this. So let's get to what's going on right now. Rudy Giuliani made some comments yesterday that he thought Arizona had a chance, that the legislature had a chance to take back the electors. Now, I do believe if Arizona were to do that, you would see other states start to fall, like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and the like. It's going to take one of these states to show courage. And boy, when you think about what we've seen or what we haven't seen through this process, is courage. There are no Republicans showing courage right now. Yeah, of course you have a few like Mo Brooks. You've got Jody Heiss, Louie Gohmert. There's a few of them in Congress who say they're going to contest the electors' votes if it gets to Congress. But I want to see courage from our state legislatures in these states that control their state government. This is a no-brainer. We know the fraud was there. Which then brings me to the big question of how in the world are we at a point where the FBI is not investigating this? Now, I used to be an investigative reporter. Before I started hosting our primetime show over at Newsmax, shameless plug, 8 p.m. Eastern time on Newsmax, I was an investigative reporter. I got a lot of contacts inside the FBI, and believe me, if something was going on, I could find it out. Right now, I got nothing. I got zip, which tells me there is no investigation. Now, you go all the way back to Fulton County, and I was one of the first to play this video. I think it's got 3 million views. The president used the video, tweeted out many times, he used one of my monologues from a show at his Georgia rally, spelling out what appears to be happening. We don't know if it's really happening. You know, you remember all the ballots being rolled out from under the table, and then you see two women in the back that appear to be feeding ballots through the machines two and three times. Now, I don't know if there's an explanation for that. What I do know the facts are, I do know it happened. I do know there was nobody there watching them. There were no observers against the law. That's illegal. On that basis alone, you could argue that those votes should be thrown out. But nobody was there. Nobody was watching. And no one could explain to me what was happening. Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State in Georgia, there's a hearing today going on in Georgia. The House of Representatives there are asking serious questions, and he's got no answers. You know what Brad Raffensperger was talking about? How the rumor mill is so bad. He started accusing Newsmax and One America News of pushing false conspiracies. Give me a break. We're just reporting the facts out there, and that's all anybody wants. So now I ask you, when you see the video of that, and I know this is going back a ways, but if you're an FBI agent in Atlanta, if you're a sergeant in the police department, in the Atlanta Police Department, don't you think you want to go interview these people? To this point, we still don't really know who these people are. Of course, we've seen the names floating around on social media. I can't tell you if those are the people or not. So as we look at what was happening there, you would think an agent would say, hey, I'm going to interview you. And I promise you, I've been around enough investigations to tell you that the moment you sit down one of those low-level ballot counters, probably some volunteer for the Democratic Party, you sit them down and you start asking them questions, they will roll faster than a roll of cheese downhill. They will flip on just about everybody involved. But I'm not even convinced anybody. I don't even think the Secretary of State sat them down and asked questions. The next day after I tweeted out that video, the next day the Secretary of State's office was saying, oh, there's nothing wrong there. We've done our investigation. How have you done the investigation when the head of the elections office in Fulton County said 24 hours later, he hadn't even watched the video that was climbing towards 3 million views on Twitter. And that's just mine, and many other people tweeted it out as well. And the elections administrator claims he didn't watch it? yet he's telling the people there everything's fine? This is an absolute outrage, and we should be steaming mad. I can tell you that there is evidence of dead people voting in every single one of these contested states, from Nevada and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan. There are people that voted in two different states. This is so easy to prove. Folks, are you not asking yourself, if you know you voted in two states and we can match the voter names, which has been done, by the way, why are those votes not just being thrown out? Who is standing in the way of this happening? I'll tell you who's standing in the way. Weak, need Republicans. And let me tell you something. Right now I'm watching Mitch McConnell start to fold up like a cheap suit. I'm watching many of these Republican senators fold like cheap suits. Only Rand Paul, and I don't agree with Rand Paul on everything. There's a lot of things I do not agree with that man on. But on this issue of standing firm and standing with the president, I most certainly do. All right, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. When we come back, I'm going to take some of your phone calls, which would be great. And then, you know, we're going to go through these states one by one. Pennsylvania as well. What is going on there? You want to talk about weak-kneed Republicans? Get with the program. You've got tractor trailers that are disappearing in the dark of night. That's insanity that nothing is being done. All right, I'm Grant Stinchfield, taking you up till, well, I was going to say till Christmas, but 6 o'clock Eastern time. In for Sebastian Gorka. You're listening to American First on Salem Radio. Stick with me. We're back right after a quick break.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
All right, welcome back, everyone. I'm Grant Stinchfield. You're listening to America First. I'm sitting in for Sebastian Gorka today. We're doing a little home and home. So he's sitting in for my buddy Greg Kelly over at Newsmax tonight. And I'm sitting in for him today. And I'm going to go do my show later on tonight at Newsmax 8 Eastern time. All right, so we're talking about how does the president win back this election. First and foremost, the quickest way to do this is to have Republicans in these contested states take back the electors. They can still do this, even though the electors have supposedly been certified. They can still take them back. I'm confident of that. The other thing they can do is they can send an alternate slate of electors. And as long as I believe that the legislature certifies these and contests what maybe the governor has signed or the secretary of state has signed sending to Congress, you could create quite the problem in Congress, a little constitutional crisis that I believe Republicans could work into their favor and ultimately get Joe Biden below the 270 electoral college votes needed to win this election. So 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752 is the call-in line. Let's go to line five, Anna in Hollywood. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi. So I'm from a country of soft socialism, corrupt media, and the entertainment industry is with the government, just like here, the Democrats. Trump should do anything possible in his power to do it without any worries of what the media is going to say, what the show business is going to say. We already know what they say. No matter what you do, they're going to say bad. So do the most to stay and win this president's, this second term we need, or else we're going to be Mexico, Argentina, and all the, those, you know, hell
Anna,
holes.
What country did you come from?
Argentina. I want to tell you quickly, the president, Kirchner was his name. He had two terms. His wife ran, just like Hillary did here, and she won. She had two terms. That's 18 years. Now she's vice president. Like for Biden, for the vice president to continue to get back in, to continue the Obama agenda, this is disastrous. You guys have to come. Trump has to go all the way out. Martial law, I don't care. Stay in the government.
All right.
Or
well,
else,
And it's very interesting to me that coming from Argentina and going through what you went through, that you would offer up this martial law idea. You know, a lot of people are talking about it. I personally do not like the idea. We live in a free country. The problem is the Democrats have exploited that freedom and have used it against us. They've weaponized it, in fact. So I get the argument to institute martial law, but I hate to see America would ever get to that point. And I do want to make it clear, and Anna, thank you so much for the call. I do want to make it clear that I've talked to many people who were supposedly inside that meeting with the president over the weekend with Sidney Powell. It was Friday and then into Saturday. There was no talk of martial law. This is a lot of talk on the internet, a lot of talk on social media about it. I don't believe the president is considering that. I think strong, courageous Republicans need to cut that idea off of the past simply by being courageous and doing what's right. And I'm talking to state legislators in these respective states that are still being contested. All right, Sam in Pittsburgh, what say you? Line four.
So everybody wants to claim that there's a lot of evidence, and the president's legal team has tried to put forward this evidence, refuses to do so under oath, and any evidence that has been presented has been thrown out of the court because it's a joke.
Well, Sam, let me just first off say that they have been under oath. They've testified before congressional committees before.
No, people have not testified. Well,
and so, look, there's a lot of evidence there. What needs to happen is the evidence needs to be proven. But you can't say there's no evidence. The evidence is certainly there. But you just what you can say, and I'll agree with you, the evidence needs to be proven as whether it was fraud or not. Am I correct?
You can say that, and I can definitely say that their evidence has been terrible. And for everyone, including yourself, to claim that there's so much evidence of fraud and so much evidence of this election being stolen, all of this election, all of this evidence has obviously been terrible to the point that so many courts are throwing this evidence out of their courts.
Unfortunately, Sam. Hold on, Sam. Unfortunately, when you talk about the courts didn't throw it out that the evidence wasn't real. The courts threw out these cases based on standing, meaning the plaintiffs didn't have a right to bring these cases to the court. It wasn't anything about the evidence. I mean, you want to talk about a tractor trailer that disappeared. You're going to tell me that the truck driver named Jesse, who we saw so many times around, he came on my show. You're going to tell me he's lying, that he took a truck full of ballots from New York to Pennsylvania, drops it there for the night, goes to pick it up, and it's gone. Poof.
Prove that. Prove that actually happened.
But that is evidence. His testimony is evidence, and that's what I'm saying. This stuff needs to be proven. It's very difficult to prove, Sam. When you don't have an FBI coming in to investigate this stuff. So you can't leave it up to individual investigators for these kinds of things to investigate because we do not have subpoena power. What you can leave up to individual investigators is investigating whether dead people voted. We know that thousands of dead people voted. We know that because we've matched voter rolls with Social Security rolls. We know that people have voted that have moved out of state. There are individual groups, and we're going to have one of them on a little later in the program, that have matched U.S. Postal Service change of address forms with the voter registration, and they change their address to out of state, and yet they're still voting in these states. That is fraud. You've got backdating of ballots. Now, this we do have evidence to, and we have proven. We have an admission. Rudy Giuliani interviewed a woman who said she was told to backdate mail-in ballots. She was told to do it. She admitted that she did it. And I believe she did it only because her supervisor wanted her to do it. This was a minion. That is evidence. But when you don't have an FBI willing to go in and investigate because the FBI hates President Trump, because the FBI spent God knows how many countless hours trying to take part in this Hillary Clinton coup attempt and the Russian collusion hoax, all of it is unbelievable. And so that's why, unfortunately, you are going to have this problem of not being able to prove the fraud. All right? So don't tell me there's no evidence here. There is plenty of evidence. You've got 38,000 to 45,000 possible illegal votes in Georgia alone. Do you know the margin of victory there? The margin of victory was 12,700 votes. And Brian Kemp, the loser governor, who I thought at one point was a good guy, but I'm getting tired of Republicans disappointing me day in and day out with his little buddy, Brad Raffensperger. They're still sitting on their you-know-what, their keister, refusing to get this meaningful, very meaningful signature match process underway. I promise you, you start matching signatures from the mail-in ballots, you're going to have tens of thousands of ballots thrown out in Georgia, and the same thing would happen in Pennsylvania. If only somebody would do something about it. But again, we get back to the whole issue of courage. How is it that all of you out there, that Dr. G, that myself, that we have more courage than elected leaders do that are supposed to be these stand-up individuals? I'm fed up. I hope you are too. We're going to keep talking about this and more of your phone calls. 833-33-GORKA. I'm Grant Stinchfield, sitting in for Seb. Back in a flash.
FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Let's get back to the show with Grant Stinchfield.
All right. Thank you so much. Hey, before we get rocking and rolling again, I just want to let you know the Carr Firearms Group is proud to sponsor this segment. I love these guns. You know, I used to work for the NRA, by the way, and Carr makes a fabulous firearm. Carr Arms, Magnum Research, and Auto Ordnance. Carr Firearms Group, a family of brands defending your family's freedom. They really do. They make a very nice firearm, and I appreciate them sponsoring this segment for us. All right, we're talking about the voter fraud out there and what needs to be done to have the president keep the Oval Office. You know, all these rumors are flying around about what's going on between Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, and you've got the whole team. You know, I feel honored. I've gotten to know Jenna Ellis really well, and what a brilliant legal mind that she is, and such a great spokesperson for the president and legal fighter for the president. Rudy Giuliani as well, doing a tremendous job. And then, you know, Sidney Powell is doing her thing. And I'm trying to figure out what is going on here. And when you think about the power surrounding the Oval Office, and the people that want to get next to the president and be near the president, and all the jockeying that must go on surrounding that. And then there's the question of who can the president trust? You know, Dr. G and I have talked about this before on my program. I've always said the hardest thing for this president, his biggest challenge is knowing who he can trust. And man, sometimes that's hard to figure out. And so I have not been able to figure out exactly what the situation is with Sidney Powell, the Giuliani team, Trump, Powell, all of them. I'm not quite sure how they all fit in. What I do know, though, and what I can be confident in telling you, I do know that Sidney Powell is doing her best to keep the president in office and uncover the fraud that I believe is out there. Now, here's the only problem. She doesn't have backup. She can't issue a subpoena. She can't get into these voting machines. You know, they did have that happen in Michigan. They say they found all kinds of irregularities up in Michigan. But unless you're a law enforcement group, we get back to the beginning of this program. Unless you're in law enforcement and can subpoena and have a search warrant to get inside these things, it's going to be very difficult to uncover that kind of fraud. And that would have been open and shut if you could follow audit trails and see if they were changed or not. And literally have the hard proof to upend this election. I'm still waiting for it. And I'm told that it could come out at any moment. But we've been told that for so long. And, you know, I think all of us are just getting tired waiting. 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Let's go out to line two. Will on Long Island.
Grant, how are you?
First you off, tried it, Will. Grant.
I tried. I'm terrible at it, though.
No,
but listen, first
job.
Off, you were talking on the break there.
Yeah.
Definitely do not believe your fiance to not get her a present. I'm married 15 years. Trust me, do not believe that. It is a sucker trap. Okay?
So for anybody out there who has watched during the break on the YouTube feed, we're asking, you know, my fiance, God bless her, she says she doesn't want a gift for Christmas. And I'm like, oh, this is like a landmine I'm going to walk into.
Yeah. Guys that are just married or getting married, do not believe them. It is a test. You will fail.
The
first thing is,
right.
You know, what's worse, Grant, okay, finding fraud in our elections or admitting that it's true? You wonder why Republicans won't walk the plank? Because they realize that, you know, that this could be a death trap for them. They just want to brush it under the rug and get it over with. And the irony of them calling, or the Democrats calling Trump's presidency a banana republic, you know what banana republics do? They stuff ballots in the middle of the night. 100 million mail-in votes. The camouflage 1%, stuff them in certain areas, would be about 1 million votes. You can easily flip 4 or 5 states with that, even half of that. You know, the baseless accusations, like Sam was talking about, you have 1,000 affidavits. We have people on death row with less than that. We impeached the president with a fake whistleblower affidavit. Yeah. Okay? I'm not, and you know what? And Argentina lady, I'm not sure if I agree with overthrowing our government to stop the other side from overthrowing our government. Grant, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. Thank you.
Well, Will on Long Island, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. And it's a great phone call. You know, I listen to this program when I'm not, you know, not that I'm subbing all the time, but I have on occasions. I listen to this program, and I will say that Dr. Gorka has some of the best callers in radio. Really. And so that's why I like using the phones. There are other programs I don't use the phones much because I don't think the callers are all that good. But you guys are great. Look, you know, one of the things that's happened here is when he talks about the mail-in ballots, we're somewhat responsible for that. As Republicans, as conservatives, we should have stopped this a long time ago. These lawsuits should have been filed really early on. And if we made one mistake here, it was not telling everyone on our side to go mail in ballots. Go get a mail in ballot for your grandfather, your grandmother, your aunt, your uncle, your friend who you know is not going to vote. We should have done the same thing. They kicked our keister when it comes to that. All right, they also weaponized the Chinese virus. We'll talk about that when we come back, plus more of your phone calls. I'm Grant Stinchfield, sitting in for Sebastian Gorka.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
All right, folks, we are only 2 days from Christmas, and I want to take just a moment to pull back the curtain on a blessing. Our Angel Tree campaign continues to be thanks to the infusion of gifts from generous donors like you. After being incarcerated herself, Michelle left prison and now works full-time with Angel Tree Family. She knows many of us spend hundreds of dollars on dinners out and presents for our own kids, but she reminds us that children of prisoners don't have that luxury.
And there are children out there that I meet every day as an employee of Prison Fellowship now that don't have that connection with their parents. And that's really what this is about. We need that connection to stay between the parent and the child. It isn't about the present. It's about presence of the parent in the child's life, that child knows that their parent still loves them.
Well, you can hear the emotion in Michelle's voice, right? But she's so grateful for the help still being provided thanks to generous listeners just like you. And with Christmas only 2 days away, Dr. Gorka asked me to urge you to go today, right now, to SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page. For a gift of just $22, you can change a prisoner's child's life. Or for just $220, you can bless 10 children of prisoners with personalized Christmas presents and even a personal note from their incarcerated parent. Plus, every Angel Tree family is also given access to a free, easy-to-read copy of the Bible in English or Spanish. There is still time. Please go to SebGorka.com to click on the Angel Tree banner and make your gift. And thank you for joining Seb's campaign to help Prison Fellowship. Look, at no fault of those kids, right? You know, whatever happened with the prisoners, it's not the kids' fault. And so, what a great program. I wouldn't expect anything less from Dr. Gorka. All right, go check it out. All right, so we continue talking about what the Democrats have done to basically steal this election. And to me, that is certainly what it looks like. And it all started with the Chinese virus. What did they do? They weaponized it. They weaponized it against us. So first and foremost, I blame China for unleashing it on the world. And I believe there's actually evidence that they did this on purpose to get back to at President Trump for finally holding China accountable for its illegal trade practices. However it got here, it doesn't really matter, right? It got here. So what did the Democrats do? They were brilliant. They're brilliant about this stuff. They've always been better than we have been when it comes to this kind of thing. Politics, exploiting circumstances. Oh, wait, cheating. Of course they're better at it because we don't cheat because we're the party of law and order. Well, they exploited it, boy. And these mail-in ballots were ripe for fraud. Millions of them flowing in, and we could not compete. In fact, I remember the president saying, get to the polls, early vote. And I'm thinking to myself, now, I wish I thought it back then, we should have been saying, get your mail-in ballots. Sign up to mail in your ballot. Because you know what happened? A bunch of snot-nosed kids, 18, 19, 20 years old, and never voted before in their life, playing video games in her mom's basement. Guess what? Now, they could vote without ever having to leave the couch, without ever out having to put the PS4 little controller down. They could do it right from there. And then you bring in the Democrats that literally are born with an innate ability to cheat. No one even has to tell them to do it. They just know how to do it. That's where all the fraudulent ballots come in as well, which is why the signature verification is so, so very important. Will it happen? I'm not convinced it ever will, even though Georgia says they've got a plan in place. Lindsey Graham had said, oh, there's a plan in place in Georgia to get this done. He's another one that's a huge disappointment, right? I'm tired of being disappointed. 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. So with this hearing going on in Georgia, we've got Arizona contemplating on taking back electors. We've got the situation with Pennsylvania and the Supreme Court challenge. We've got to follow that very carefully because if the Supreme Court rules in favor of President Trump and says that the Secretary of State and the governor could not change election law, it was not in the Pennsylvania Constitution to do that, and therefore all these mail-in ballots accepted late, this doesn't just affect Pennsylvania. This now gives standing in these other states where similar situation happens, and it opens up all of that. So that's why I tell you, it is not over. Okay? It's not. Line 3, Lou in Queens. What say you? Lou? Line 3, Lou in Queens. All right, Lou fell asleep on us. No problem. Line 4, Chuck in Arizona. What do you got?
Hey, Grant, how are you?
I'm good, Chuck.
Hey, great job. Love watching you, first of all. You do a hell of a job. We're trying to figure out what's going on here because last couple of days we've heard rumors or stories from the Gateway Pundit for the populist press saying that the legislature is going to turn it around and give it to Trump. We don't know who to believe. We don't know what's going on. And frankly, we're all ready to pop some Xanax over here, not to promote it, but or get bottles of Just for Men because we're freaking out.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chuck. It's very difficult for anyone to know who to believe. I can tell you, you know, I like the Gateway Pundit, and I often go there as a source. For the most part, they're pretty spot on. They're not going to be just throwing wild, wild conspiracy theories out there. There is talk, from what I'm hearing, there is talk among state legislators to try to make this happen. They did not have the votes as of yesterday. That's what I'm being told. So when Rudy Giuliani says, hey, expect this, what Rudy Giuliani is expecting is that Republicans in Arizona can whip these votes, that's why you call them these votes, and get enough needed to overturn it. I'm not 100% convinced it's going to happen. I think there is a chance, as is with all these things, that it could happen. But man, I am losing faith so quickly as to all of this, because people continue to let me down. It's Christmas time. I don't want to be let down. We need to be propped up, and we need some good news. The only thing I will tell you, over the weekend, I did see movement at the White House. It was the first time in a while there was movement there. There was energy. People coming and going. A plan is in place. So we shall see. All right, coming up after the break, top of the hour, I want to play a soundbite for you from Joe Biden, which the media suppressed. They call us racists. This is outrageous. This guy's the racist. I got proof of it when we come back. I'm Grant Stinchfield, in for Sebastian Gorka.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Hey, folks, welcome back. Grant Stinchfield here, sitting in for Sebastian Gorka. Stinchfield 1776 is where you can find me on just about every social media outlet. Love to hear from you there. Let me just run a couple stats down for you why I think this election was stolen. Do you know that President Trump won 84% of all counties in the United States? 84% of them. Joe Biden didn't even win half as many counties as Barack Obama won. Yet he somehow got a record number of votes. How does that work? President Trump won 18 of 19 bellwether counties, meaning the counties predicted the presidential winner over the last 20 or 40 years with a perfect record. He wins 18 of 19 of those. He wins Ohio and Florida, President Trump does. No president has ever lost one of those states and gone on to be president. It doesn't make any sense. And yet, Joe Biden has a record number of votes. The insanity continues. Line 4, Tony in Pennsylvania. What say you?
Hey, Greg. Just wanted to let you know
it's
you
Grant,
should definitely
Tony.
Have...
It's Grant. It's Grant.
Whatever. I just want to tell you, you should have a definite happy
Hey, Tony,
holiday.
Quick question for you, though, before you start. So the whatever, like, would your mom tell you to say that when you meet somebody for the first time? Just say whatever about their name? Is that how your
Ask
mom
Kamala would
say?
Harris.
Okay. Yeah, you just okay. said it wrong, too. Kamala, right? Okay, Tony, so go ahead.
I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and tell you that you shouldn't worry at all because the election is over, so you can stop thinking about it.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, the Merry Christmas was nice. That's a much nicer way to do it. So Tony is obviously a liberal. You say the election is over, Tony. Is that it?
Lots of people do. The important ones, anyway.
All right, Tony. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate it. That's all he's got. Merry Christmas. The election is over. I guess it's shortened to the point. I hope he's wrong. You know, the truth is there's a chance he may be right. There is a chance he may be right. Probably a better chance that he's right. But, man, I hope he's wrong. And I hope he's wrong for two reasons. Now, Jesus is not going to be happy with me about this. Just so I can gloat that the president wins and I can be so happy to all my liberal friends and say, ha, 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 you thought you had it and you didn't. That's so bad to say, right? Going into Christmas when I'm supposed to show compassion to people. And I'm having a real hard time showing compassion to my political foes who are just angry and they call us all kinds of names. Even Tony there, he didn't even care. He said my name wrong. Whatever. But look, we got a fight ahead of us. There's no doubt about that, but we will never stop fighting. And even if Joe Biden does make it, I promise you that's when the fight gets even stronger. You see, what we have on our side is the truth. We've got the Constitution. We've got this great nation. And I can tell you this, all of us are much more formidable when it comes to our passion to save this country than them, which is why I believe in the end we still win out. We're not stop fighting. There's no doubt about that. 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. I'm Grant Stinchfield, sitting in for Sebastian Gorka as we get closer and closer to Christmas. Back in a flash.